Have you ever thought of taking an acting class to see what it might be like to work on stage? That's some of what motivates the characters in Circle Mirror Transformation, the next production coming to the Cincinnati Playhouse. Annie Baker's 2009 script received the Obie Award for Best New American Play in 2010, and several respected publications, the New York Times and the New Yorker, named it one of the year's top 10 plays. Her recent script, The Flick, won the 2014 Pulitzer Prize. So here to talk about Circle Mirror Transformation and the Playhouse production is Wendy Goldberg, who's in town to direct the show. Welcome back to Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be back.
Well, it's great to have you here. You've staged a couple of shows at the Playhouse. I know you did Leveling Up and Doubt and Durango, which aren't very much like one another and aren't very much like the show that you're working on
No, they're all very different, which is a real joy to be back.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back in town. Can you tell us a little bit about what happens in Baker's play? I'm not sure that the title sheds a lot of light for people who aren't in the theater world.
Sure. Well, I will say the title does refer to an acting exercise. You know, if one were to take an acting class, you might do this exercise called Circle Mirror Transformation. And the play itself takes place over the course of a six-week summer acting course in a small fictitious town in Vermont that Annie Baker has made up called Shirley, Vermont. And what happens over the course of the 6 weeks is that we, through the prism of the acting exercises and of the classwork, we get to know these people and their idiosyncrasies and their dreams and desires. And we sort of watch their lives unfold in this class and learn a lot about them and who they are and how they sort of can move forward in the world. And it's both really, really funny. It's incredibly moving. And I think for people who don't have any background in the theater, what's beautiful is that she's written it in such a way that you can get engaged in what they're doing pretty quickly, I think, and really just begin to invest in the characters.
Because the exercise that the title refers to, I think, has some symbolic value in the play itself. Could you just do a little more explanation as to actually what?
Yeah.
And there are five people involved in this. And one of them has a little bit of background as an actress, but she's sort of trying to get away from
that. Exactly right.
And the rest of them are just people who are coming to a community center to, they signed up for this class.
That's right. So. It's in a community center. This woman named Marty, she's running the class, but she also teaches a lot of other classes at the community center. And so she has a little bit of background, but not a lot. And that's sort of fun for us as theater people to kind of see what's similar to what we do and what's very different from what we do. But yes, there's one character, Teresa, who has just come from New York, and she is sort of running away from her life in New York. She's an actress and she's not having much success. And so she's just trying to make a new start in this town, but also keep her foot in, not in the door, but her foot sort of inside the theater world. And the exercise, it's a group of people, the five people get into a circle. And that's what the circle piece of it is. And then they each do a kind of noise or with a gesture. Then each person repeats and they mirror it back to each other. And that's where the mirror comes from. And then they transform every time after that's gone around the circle once. Then it becomes the next person's turn. They take that gesture and that sound and they transform it into something new. And so in just three words, a group of people kind of looking at each other and looking at themselves and then sort of walking away and being transformed. And that's really what the play does and really what's at the core of the play.
And that transformation, which happens in the exercise, happens very much with these characters themselves as they get to know one another better, or for better or worse, in a few cases.
Exactly.
Here. We should also mention that they are multi-generational.
Yeah, that's what's lovely about it, too, is that we have someone who, Lauren, who's 16, she's the youngest. She's taking the class because she's probably the most interested in acting. She wants to get the lead in her high school play. She's going to be a senior the next year. But then the rest of them, with the exception of Teresa, who has some experience, are really just people around the town, you know, who are trying to do something fun and interesting for the summer. And I think they learn way more about themselves and about, their peers around them than they ever anticipated.
This show is about people learning some things about acting. That's an interesting concept, since the roles need to be played by people who are actors.
Right.
And so could you talk a little bit about what you'd look for in casting this show and how do you get these people to perform as if they don't know very much about acting.
Right, yeah. I mean, they are such quirky characters, all of them. And one of the nicest things has been to bring an ensemble together of people that have a history, a real history in the theater, and also have some history with each other. Not everybody, but there's some kind of interconnectedness to this cast. Some people have worked with me. Some people have worked with other people. We all sort of have a great affinity for each other and a great sort of we just really like working together. But it's true. They are needing to kind of go back to what it means to be awkward and do these things for the first time. And Annie has such a gift with language where she writes this contemporary speech that sounds so easy, but it's so incredibly difficult to memorize and all of those. To make it look easy, there's a lot of effort behind it.
Having read the script, one of the aspects of it that I especially enjoyed is that each character at various points has learned enough about another person that he or she then steps up and acts as if they are that person.
Right.
So there's another layer of people acting as other people.
Yeah, there's this exercise that Marty makes them do on the very first day of class, which is they partner up and they tell each other their life stories. And then what she asks is the very first person that she asks to then tell that back to the class is her husband, who's in the class, who's been sort of dragged along and is in the class. But then every week she asks other people to get up and tell the stories that they heard on the first day. And it's about not only getting to know people kind of gradually and understanding who they are, but also just an absolute memory recall and standing up and presenting somebody else. That can be challenging. And it's one of the first things you need to do as an actor is sort of first be in touch with who you are and then be able to become other people.
This play has been produced by a lot of theaters across America at this point. It's been out there for 5-6 years now. What do you think it is that makes the show so human and so appealing to audiences?
Sure. I mean, it reminds me very much of a kind of contemporary Thornton Wilder. It was sort of our town of this generation. I mean, what we're able to do is sort of with our imaginations kind of understand the complexities of human life and the complexities of living in this isolated community. And through, I think, the kind of joys and triumphs and the travails within that, we're then able to, I think, connect to that as humans. And so I think that her writing is just, it doesn't matter if you've been in the theater or not. I mean, I think that's what's sort of fun about it is if you have had no experience being in any sort of class like this, you'll have a little interesting inside view into it. But ultimately, it's about these relationships.
You have an interesting inside view beyond that, it seems to me, because your job when you're not out directing shows at theaters like the Cincinnati Playhouse, you run the O'Neill Theater Center in Connecticut, which is a testing ground for new plays and new musicals. And you get to work with a lot of people, a lot of Annie Baker-like people who are developing new work. I don't believe that Annie has been part of your program
there. No, she has not been a part of our program. She's definitely come up to see work, and I've had many conversations with her. I've wanted her to come at different times, but it hasn't quite worked out scheduling-wise. But I've been a huge fan of her work.
Can you say what you think is unique about her writing? Obviously, she's not really well known. Her name is not like on the top of everyone's list of theater playwrights that they want to get out and see. And yet she's won a number of prizes and recognitions. So what is it that makes her writing unique?
She has an incredible gift for contemporary language and what's underneath language. She's in love with language, and it's very economical, it's very sparing, but what's underneath it are these sort of worlds of what we don't say to each other and what we wish we would have said to each other. It really reminds me of Chekhov, and she has adapted Uncle Vanya. That's a project that she did at Soho Rep, and I always thought that that would be a perfect match to have Annie Baker do a sort of Chekhov adaptation or something. But, I mean, in the way that Chekhov's work struck people at a certain moment in history and continues to strike people was it has such a sort of freshness to it, but also a timelessness to it. And it's utterly simple. It's very challenging, I will say, for actors and directors and designers. I mean, it's sort of deceptive in that because it's so subtle. And the actors and I always talk about it. If you miss one punctuation, if you miss sort of one piece of it, it feels like it's sort of falling apart. But that's what's so great to work on something that has that kind of challenge.
Well, for those of you who are listening, you have a chance to experience Annie Baker's writing and the stories that she's told of these five quirky people in a little town in Vermont. And you can do that by getting a ticket to the Cincinnati Playhouse's production of Circle Mirror Transformation. It opens on Thursday and continues through June 7th. For more information about the show and the Playhouse, you can go to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. My guest has been Wendy Goldberg, who's directing Circle Mirror Transformation for the Playhouse. thanks for joining me for this evening's conversation.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's been great to have you here. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.